Not McCoy right, it's not right.
Out of Bounds is on the air.
That's all anybody will talk about, and that will be that.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Kwok and Kellum.
Oh, we're live, hour three, Chick-fil-A Eclipse It. This is the worst. I look like a fatty 2x4 in that picture. I look enormous.
Okay, to be fair though, you're wearing like a little girl's small.
It's a small shirt.
It is not a schmedium. That is a small.
I've got the clips of a Claremont teacher. Basically, here's what I wanted.
Are you
today.
Okay if I put this on Twitter? Or
I mean, go for it. Okay. But people need to know. Like, I've got a shirt tugged in. Well, it's wadded up right there. I am not enormous.
He's got layers on.
Hey, Kwok.
I have been trying to drop pounds.
Aren't you
enormous.
A bigger guy?
But no, that was like 2 years ago. That was like 2 years ago.
Okay, but the reason you're wearing a small is because they've sold out of all the shirts.
Because I wanted people to have shirts, but then I'm like, well, now I want a shirt before they are all gone. So Will Vandervoort made a generous donation. As part of that donation, he bestowed upon me the right to have a shirt, and this shirt is terrible. This is like, the shirt is great, but man, it looks terrible on me. This is awful. This is the worst. The things you do for great causes, am I right?
Do you need the volleyball jacket as well? It's right here.
No. That volleyball jacket would snap. That volleyball jacket would snap in two. We're pleased to be joined now by a plethora of great people. Will Vandervoort is here from the Clemson Insider for his normal 205. Hello.
Hey, man. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. And then Clary Miles is here, the man whose name is on the shirt. And his picture is on the promo. I love the we
That's
actually
an awesome
tried to
picture.
Do that. Like, people are trying to do that, and it's harder than it looks to get the paw right.
It is. So you got
the gloves.
The person on the camera. Can you hear me?
Yeah. You got.
Okay. You
got
to have the person that's taking the picture. Like, they got to help you. You got to trust them. So it's all about trust.
There's a trust factor. Mm-hmm.
Correct. You are here today, and people are like donating money to you. Like, how weird is that?
It's very weird, but also like. Man, I'm blown away by just the love that this community is outpouring right now. So, it is weird, like, being here when it's, kind of, like, about me, which is, like, that's just, like, really uncomfortable for me. But at the same time, too, like, being loved in this way is, like, just amazing. Like, I don't have words for it, really. It's a blessing.
I told people in the hospital that you apologize for taking up so much of everyone's time, which is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard, but I enjoy it because that's just what your heart is. I mean, as you were seeing people like come through, did it hit you the support that you had in that day, in that time in the hospital?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just people, like you said, there's people there all the time, and not just family. I mean, like my friend, I mean, driving all the way to Greenville. That's a long way for, college students to come. And they're going all the way to Greenville to come see me. That's, an hour and a half of driving. And then plus, the amount of time they stayed with me. I mean, that was amazing. That was such a big, sacrifice from them. Which, just incredible acts of love. I mean, unbelievable, blown away just by the way, like, my friends in this community have responded, rallied. It's amazing.
Well, you talk about sacrificing time, and I mean, what did you think when you saw Dabo Swinney at the hospital? Do you remember that moment? I mean, it's a little groggy, maybe?
It's a little groggy because, like, he was one of the first people right there, which, like, that tells you what kind of person he is, he was one of the first people there around me. And so it really was, I'm at a loss for words for what it means that the Swinney family would take the time to come check on me and just to be there for my parents. I mean, like, you look at everything the Swinney's got going on, and yet they're being great friends to my parents. I mean, that's amazing.
That was a game week. It was
that's
kind of
amazing.
A,
it was a big game
week, yeah.
Too. I don't even remember. Well, every game's big. Sorry. Every week is
every
big.
Every game's the biggest game of the season, Kelly.
Yes,
get it right.
You're correct.
I had phone calls from Will Vandervoort that day. I mean, the story spread, and people started finding out. And the media, I just remember the press conference the next Wednesday. It was Tuesday. The next Wednesday, press conference was, like, all about Clary. I mean, you remember that, and how, like, people had so many questions about it.
Yeah, our Wednesday night, the day after it, was all about him, too, you know, because it happened that night right after practice, and of course, we all got word of it later on that evening, and of course, I sent you a text and everything for you and your family, and I remember the next day, Coach Sweeney, you know, talking to us about it, and what you meant to him, you know, and finding out it was you and coming back and telling him. And, you know, he told us that whole story that day. And so, you know, we kind of got a grasp of it from his eyes of what it was like. And, you know, it's a great moment. It, as far as the way the community's rallied around you, and they do this all the time. That's what's so great about this area. I don't know, Kelly, it may have been you or somebody earlier was talking about how great this community is, that Clemson, they always rally around their own and give back. And to me, it's important because I love this guy right here. You know, if I had a little brother, this is my little brother right here. And, you know, so, you know, you mean so much to him. So it means a lot to me to, you know, whatever I can do to help to make you guys, you know, feel better.
Over 6,000, by the way, on the ucaring.com/Clary page. We can get up to 7. Get to 7, like, immediately. Go and give ucaring.com/Clary. Sorry I took, like, one of the last smalls. Now I feel bad for some petite person who's going to come in here, like, 4'8". They want a T-shirt. And I'm like, sorry, there's 4 rips in this one, but you can have it if you want.
If you want to see Quack in a small and you can't be here in person, just go to our Twitter.
Thanks
and
for that.
And if you laugh, always, go to you caring.
Out.
You know?
Thanks for looking out.
Hey, Quark, this is the only time you can actually say you're ripped.
All right, well, don't say that. Don't say that. Man. I looked like...
technical. That's what I meant.
I got the actual muffin top, because my shirt's, like, tucked in. And so when I sort of take the picture, like, the shirt's all rippled underneath, like, the polo, and I, like, it is heavily muffin top, like, right there. It is. That is a burn. That's a burn the picture. That's a burn the album, take it all out picture, but I do support the cause. Can we tell people what you were like? You were working in football. Can we? I don't even know if we can do this. Can we tell people what was your job? Like, what were you responsible for? I remember us talking about this.
Well, there are a lot of different things that I was responsible for. It kind of changed, like, week to week. It was interesting. I was just working for Thad Turnipseed, just kind of like whatever he needed me to do. So
what were some of the – do you have direct ties to the Sweeney's house?
Yes. That was my first job, getting a lot of the, like, special things there ordered, and talking to people, finding vendors that sell these selected items. Will came in, I was like having to ask him about his house, because, like, I'm just like, I hope I did that right. I haven't been able to see it yet.
Well, what kind of bedspread do you want in your room? I mean, let's get this figured out.
Oh, it was nothing. That what was the weirdest thing you ordered for them?
Weirdest thing I ordered, well, nothing, like, I didn't order anything just, like, way out there,
right?
I mean, but things that you don't put in your house, you know, like things for an indoor basketball court, like the court, and, you know, like wall pads and stuff.
Pads for the indoor court. Yeah. That's awesome.
You're like, how do you price gauge wall pads? Like, how do you even know where to look? Like, hey, I got top 3 here. We're going to see which one's higher quality. Like, how do you, Consumer's Digest wall pads? Like, how do you do that?
I don't know. Google's a powerful tool.
Clary made it happen.
It's on Pinterest, isn't it? That's
like wall pads?
No,
all right, I want to weave in a little bit of football, because I've just a couple overriding points on Clemson being number 2. Your thoughts on Clemson being number 2, Will Vandenbroeck?
I'm not surprised at all.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. And she doesn't get enough credit for what she does. Heather Dinich is, like, people ask me about Clemson football. Will, can you tell me what it is? Well, why do people ask me about Clemson football, Quark?
Because you cover it and you know it better than anybody.
I'm covering it every day. I'm there every day, and I'm talking to coaches and players. Heather Dinich for ESPN came out Sunday after all the madness on Saturday, and she says, here's the top 4, and here's what the committee's going to do. She puts Clemson number 2. And then everybody else, the rest of the week, is Clemson's number 4, number 3. And I'm thinking, why are you guys wasting your time? The person who's there talks to the committee members every week, like, has conversations with them, knows what the committee's thinking at that moment and what's going on. She's saying number 2. I'm going to listen to Heather Dinesh because she was right all last year, and so far she's been pretty much on the nose all this year. And so, like, so I wasn't surprised at all because I listen to my good friend Heather, and she does as good a job as anybody, and that's her job, is to cover the College Football Playoff Committee. That's what her Twitter handle is, you know. And so, you know, I wasn't surprised at all. A lot of people are like, oh, they're shocked and all, but it, if you look at the resume, and that's what they do here, Clemson's resume, you look at the number of wins against teams with winning records, it's more than anybody in the country. Their number, they got, they've beaten, still NC State's ranked 19, and then when Auburn now moved up to number 6, now Clemson's got the best win of all the top teams. Clemson has the best win with Auburn being number 6. No surprise why Clemson's number 2. They look by body resume, not just the moment, where all of us get caught up in the moment. Oh, my goodness, did you see what Miami did to Notre Dame? Did you see that? And that's, and everybody's caught up in that moment of Miami-Notre Dame instead of actually looking at it. You remember 3 weeks ago when North Carolina had the football and was driving to go beat Miami?
Yeah. Two-win North Carolina.
Yeah, two-win North Carolina. Every week's different. Clemson lost to Syracuse a few weeks back, a month ago. But since then, they've got their stuff together. They're playing better. Their quarterback was also hurt. So you can go all the way around, but the resume is what they ultimately look at. And Clemson's resume far exceeds Miami's. And keep in mind, Miami has not had a, has not beaten a single team on the road with a winning record.
Willie B., so you bring up the resume point. I think you're exactly right. But that's why I was not surprised that Clemson was 2, but I was surprised that if Clemson's 2, why is Miami 3? When you look at overall resume, you would think Oklahoma would be above Miami.
I think, well, this is why Oklahoma's not above Miami. There's football coaches in that committee room, right? And football coaches value, what does Dabo Swinney always talk about? Being a complete team.
Yep.
Oklahoma is not a complete team. Their defense played better this past week, but they still gave up. When they played a quality offensive football team, they gave up 600 yards and 52 points. I can tell you Alabama's not going to do that. I can tell you Clemson's not going to do that. I can tell you all the other Miami's not going to do that. They keep looking at that defense of Oklahoma's, and they're saying one day their offense, because it's so hard to execute on offense at a high level every game, to have that come out. Because all it takes is one offensive tackle to make a mistake. It takes a wide receiver to run the wrong route. And all those things happen. And they look at that and they say, you know, you can't count on an offense to win a championship because an offense is going to have a bad day. The defense, though, the defense can make mistakes. And because they're reacting, they can correct it in the moment. Offenses can't do that. And that's why I think it keeps holding, that keeps going against Oklahoma.
Visiting Will Vandervoort and Clary Miles here at the Clemson for Clary Miles event, Chick-fil-A of Clemson. I don't think that Clemson and Oklahoma are even being compared by the committee. And the reason I say that is this. To me, the best argument for a team going above Clemson is the Oklahoma strength and the fact that, yeah, they don't have as many wins over winning teams, but they've got 3-5-5 wins, which is kind of the same. You can make that argument. I think that's a sound argument. To me, what I heard from the committee last night was, Clemson and Miami, this is how we're differentiating them. Oklahoma was in a separate conversation, not even part of the discussion between Clemson and Miami. That stood out to me because I thought for sure Oklahoma would be in that class. I just don't. I think that the committee is keeping Oklahoma kind of down in that third tier. Alabama's obviously one, and then Clemson, Miami, 2 and 3, and then Oklahoma and maybe a couple of Wisconsin is in there that are 4 and 5. Did you see it that way in the comments from Kirby Hokut?
I absolutely did, and I think it's because of the Big 12, and right now there's no respect for the Big 12. And if Oklahoma was to slip up at any point, the Big 12 is gone. And the Big 10 will overtake them just like that. And there still is, even though it's not, you know, with Miami being number 3, it's not as not as possible as it would if Miami was number 2. But if Clemson is to beat Miami in a close game, which is possible in the ACC championship game, I think Miami stays in and gets in the playoffs. I think Oklahoma moves to 3, and Miami will drop only to 4. But Miami would get in, and the Big Ten wouldn't get in. And so Wisconsin's sitting there, and Oklahoma, they're sort of in that little power struggle there. And if Oklahoma has just one bad week offensively, and Baker Mayfield is human, which we know he can be, I think they could. You could see Wisconsin jump them there. I really do.
Because of Oklahoma's basically lack of quality defense, right?
Yes.
Let's say you have a Big 12 champion, one loss Oklahoma, and a one loss non-conference champion Miami. Who does Willie V put in?
Okay, say that again. So one loss.
You have a one loss Oklahoma.
You need like
they
a whiteboard
out
for these.
Hold on. It's okay. You Oklahoma wins out.
Okay.
They are the Big 12 champion with their one loss to Iowa State.
Right.
Miami wins out but loses to Clemson in the ACC championship. Both teams have one loss. Miami doesn't have a conference championship. Oklahoma doesn't have a defense. Who do you put in?
What about Wisconsin?
Where Wisconsin's in. They're in. This is the final spot. Wisconsin went undefeated.
Okay, so it's Alabama, Clemson, Wisconsin.
Yeah, and that's your final spot.
Okay. Well, I go with the conference champion.
Okay, you think that the committee overlooks the lack of defense and goes with the conference champion?
I think for what they're saying this year, yes. I think, you know, if you look at the way it's positioned now, they have it positioned where four conference champions are probably going to get in. And I think they're not saying they're doing that intentionally, but I think there's subconsciously it happened. Mm-hmm. And so I think they're going to value this year. They're going to value that. And also keep in mind, Oklahoma has a pretty good non-conference win. And Miami
has nothing.
Miami has Notre Dame. They have Notre Dame.
Well,
technically, that's non-conference.
Technically, that is. You're right.
So, but I think the going to Ohio State and winning is better than Miami hosting Notre Dame at home.
Awesome. Good stuff from Will Vandenborg. By the way, I gotta ask you this one because it's kind of a shot at Kelly, too. A texter, very concerned about you, says, Tudortown Tiger says, when Claire goes to Duke for his surgery, stay away from Grayson Allen. He doesn't need to be tripped up to cause further injury.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I will stay as far away from him as possible.
All right, now, we were hanging out a couple weeks ago. You're like dropping down like leg rest with your bad, like with only your bad leg, almost like you're just... You're kind of like flaunting it now, like, look how strong my bad leg is. But your recovery's going really well, right?
It is. No, my recovery is. So the pelvic break is, you know, just a couple weeks out from being fully healed. So right now, you know, I walk, you know, because my bones are pretty much good, so I can walk around pretty well. The only thing that limits me really walking around is that I'm having some problems with my sciatic nerve.
Yeah.
And so that... You know, that causes pain, first of all, in my foot, which is, you know, tough to walk when your foot hurts. And then also a lot of weakness in those muscles. And plus, I mean, a lot of it is some atrophy as well. Just, I mean, I lost a lot of muscle mass during this. So, it's a road to recovery. So I'm moving pretty well. And, you know, my legs aren't as strong as they used to be, as strong as they need to be. And so I'm just, it's about, you know, rebuilding that muscle. So.
And by the way, we had Dr. Woodard on here. I said, like, Woodard's class is hard. Calculus is hard. What'd you make on your calc test? Like, after you were in the hospital and, like, just randomly showed up for a calc test, what'd you make?
It's like a 93.
Will Vandenborg, your thoughts on this? What is that? What?
So you got the brains of the family.
Yeah.
And that's why Columbus is right.
Oh, man. No, see, I had a private tutor come in.
And I just found out about that today.
Everything. So, you know, Quark likes to leave that out because, you know, he likes to bag on me for being a nerd and everything.
Private tutors wouldn't work for me and Quark. Because we procrastinate too much. Yeah. So it's like, oh, you're here. Can you come back later?
I'm not the only
one. I got a game to watch.
That's right. Hey, if Woodard was here, he'd take you aside and say, life's hard, Woodard's hard. D is for degree. D is for diploma. C's get degrees. That's Dr. Woodard's.
Great advice.
Lessons to live by. Thank y'all for being here. That was great to have y'all on at the same time. Thank Will Vandenborg making a donation here. We appreciate that as well. And good luck with the recovery, boss.
Yeah,
we're so glad you're doing well, Clary.
Yeah. I really appreciate you guys and all that y'all have done. I mean, I love you guys. Y'all are amazing.
All right. So you heard from Clary, like, out of his mouth. And so he's not just like a figurative whatever anymore.
He's
an actual person that has a voice, and he's a person. So go to the YouCaring page, youcaring.com/Clary. You can also Venmo. I'm so intrigued by this. I can get
Boss Lady
Venmo.
Asked cool. for the Venmo.
I know, right?
Boss Lady is
Did
so
you give
cool.
it to her?
Yeah.
Okay.
If Boss Lady can Venmo, you can.
I know. At
you can do it.
Martin _SM
you know
on
what?
Venmo.
I'm going to Venmo right now.
You're Venmoing a donation? How
I'm
about
Venmo
that?
Venmo right now.
Also, you can bring a cash and check for $10. There are two t-shirts. I will be modeling the t-shirt. If you look like me, you might just want to roll out without a t-shirt. I'll be honest with you. But if you're significantly smaller than me, it might be a good idea to grab one of those other two. We encourage donations. And, in fact, I will tell people this. At Chick-fil-A of Clemson, there are seasons, okay? In life, there are seasons. There are seasons at Chick-fil-A of Clemson. The morning season is the mini season for me. That's the mini season. The early afternoon is nuggets. The mid-afternoon is nuggets. The late afternoon is nuggets. But this is like milkshake season, okay? Come by, get a milkshake. The proceeds for your milkshake, vanilla with whipped cream. cream and no cherry.
Cookies and cream with whipped cream and double cherry.
We'll go toward Clary's recovery. So come by and do that.
Comes Grandpa Papa.
Yeah, hey, my grandparents are here. Mm-hmm. That's good stuff.
Yeah, man.
Goats.
Awesome. Hey, thank y'all for being here.
Hey, man. I don't know what this Venmo thing is. but okay.
Right. Now, you gave cash. Back in my day, we had cash in our hands. Yeah, we could smell money when we made a transaction.
Did you see what Clary looked at when you handed it to him? He's like, what's this?
Right, yeah. Cash is a relic. Hey, hey, I know another person who can take your cash and help you with cash is Zeke Godfrey from Hanover Mortgage. Go check him out. Listen, he's a guy that can help you with the mortgage process, which is such a pain. It can be really bad. I had a great mortgage lender, great mortgage process, but a lot of people don't. Zeke can help you out. This guy, 15 years in the business, he can help ease the pain of the process for you. Call him, 864-516-1376. That's 516-1376. Zeke Godfrey at Hanover Mortgage. Short break. We'll come back live from Chick-fil-A Clemson. More to come in just a moment.
I built this business, watched it grow, seen my internet bill from AT&T kept growing too. Then I heard Spectrum Business would help buy out my contract. That's different.
That's because with Spectrum Business, you don't have to sign a contract to get our best price. 100 meg internet for just $44.99 a month when bundled. Call 888-845-8349.
Glad I switched. Now I'm paying a lot less and getting better internet and phone service.
And with Spectrum Business Voice, you get unlimited calling for only $29.99 a month. No taxes, no hidden fees, and no contracts. So don't get stuck paying for overpriced service. Spectrum Business will buy out your contract so you can save with 100 meg internet for only $44.99 a month when bundled with voice for $29.99 a month. No taxes, no hidden fees, and no contracts. Call 888-845-8349. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
When you've been in business almost 100 years, you've been doing something right. Since 1917, the key to Harbin Lumber's success has rested on its hardworking employees, people just like you, providing top lumber, building supplies, and contract services. You can be confident in customer service and support you can trust for your project, whether construction or large remodeling jobs. Call 353-5053. Find us on Facebook or online at harbinlumber.com.
Rely on EnviroMulch, supplying quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their fall special, get double ground hardwood mulch for just $20 per yard. Ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply from your friends at EnviroMulch. Go Tigers!
Are you planning a new plant or manufacturing addition? How about a new commercial center? Or does your existing building roof leak more than it keeps out? Give us a call at Metal Building Supply, 295-0506, or come by 1500 Elrod Road in Piedmont and talk to George or Kevin about our solutions and the contractors we work with. We have the materials, systems, and contractors to make sure your business plans are successful. And remember, go Tigers, and stay tuned to The Roar for more information on your construction needs.
Introducing Bamboo Court, a new community from Tom Winkoff & Associates. 14 townhome-style condos with two bedrooms, 2.5 baths, and walk-in closets. Bamboo Court is luxury living on the CAT bus route near Clemson University. Pre-selling for August 2018, starting at $195.5. Learn about Clemson's newest townhomes at tomwinkoff.com. For your game day condo or for your college student, call Susie at 303-8070 today. Bamboo Court is a Tom Winkoff development.
I'm Guy, the insurance guy. Did you know that only 5% of HR execs believe employees truly understand their benefits? This may be related to the fact that the vast majority of enrollments, 71%, are passive. Insurance is an abstract and very complex product, so clear, effective communication is critical. Without it, everyone has headaches and is left in the dark. Did you know that with effective communication, even a below average plan has 76% employee satisfaction? If employees don't understand something, it has little to no value. If it has no value, employees leave. Don't get taken to the cleaners. Call us, 864-INSURE-YOU. I'm Guy, the insurance guy. My company is The Insurance Source, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from. Right now, download our PYP Garage app. Get instant notifications when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more information or visit us today and save big. What's in your garage?
A need to travel? Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
Trade up to the Maserati of SUVs at Maserati Greenville. The Maserati Levante is in its element everywhere, inspiring your driving experience with precise handling and inspirational performance. Prioritize comfort while assuming a more sporty SUV character. The Maserati Levante has unsurpassed luxury and craftsmanship that dominates even the most formidable weather, all starting in the low 70s. Discover the Maserati of SUVs, Levante, exclusively at Maserati Greenville, 1450 Lawrence Road in Greenville.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush.
If this is like the greatest show in the history of time, which I'm not sure that it will be.
And Kelly Gramlich.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Now, Quack and Kelly on 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome to my house, baby.
All right, we are live at Chick-fil-A at Clemson. Like, half my family's here, which is nice. And so now we have to, like, introduce.
We're live from the Quackenbush Clary family reunion.
This is kind of what it is. We're about to talk to more family. We have a celebrity guest and a family guest, like, pairing. We've done that a couple times.
And sometimes they
here.
Overlap in Papa Q.
That's true. That's a good point. What's it like to be a celebrity and family guest? I don't know. The Venn diagram met with you, apparently.
I don't know. Yeah.
That's good. And Don Munson's here, too.
How are you, Quack?
Doing
Kelly?
Well. Don Munson making a little donation out there. You didn't get yourself a small T. If you want a T-shirt, it's been lightly used.
No, that's okay.
Small T-shirt if you want.
That's all right. Thank you.
I appreciate your donation. We'll talk to you a little bit more. And Dad's been involved in this whole process, so we'll talk to him as well. Hey, I shaved with Harry's this morning. I did. Did you tell when I came in? I had a little pep in my step. I had that big grin. Yeah, it's not because I brush my teeth extra. That big grin is because I shave with Harry's. It's a big deal.
I hope you brush your teeth extra every day.
I mean, I brush my teeth an adequate amount most days. But today was one of those days, I promise. Harry's.com is the place to go to get the best shave on the market. $2 a blade compared to $4 or more you're going to pay at the drugstore. And here's what you need for a close, comfortable shave. Like, I'm going down to Charleston. I'm shaving with Harry's, right? So I got to take it with me. I actually have a Harry's travel set, and I have a Harry's home set. That's because of the generosity of the folks at Harry's. You can experience that yourself with the handle, the blades, the gel, and the travel blade cover. They've got 100% quality guarantee, and they want you to try it for free. Listen, all you got to do is cover the shipping, and if you go to Harry's.com right now, enter the code OOB at checkout. They're throwing in a post-shave balm also free. So you get all that stuff plus a post-shave balm. If you go to Harry's.com, enter the code OOB. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today. What has this been like? It's your nephew. Clary is your nephew.
Yes.
And you got a phone call to be part of this. How?
Herb Tyler called me and asked, because of some other inquiries that had been made by him, to him, about the desire to help Clary. And he wanted to know firsthand, or as close to firsthand as he could get, because he knows me, what were we looking at? And, you know, it's that unknown. You know, we don't know. You don't know what you don't know.
Right.
And so although there were some obvious things that were taking place with Clary's injuries, there are some things that we just don't know what the procedures, how things will go, the healing process. Even like now, he's dealing with some nerve pain issues that were unforeseen that he's having to get some extra treatment for and things like that. So Herb's idea was, because of the kids at Sarah Martin and others at RUF wanted to do something for Clary. They just wanted to have a Chick-fil-A night. And Herb said, we can do much bigger than that. And Herb and I both have found out we have a same identity in that we want to mentor in the process of being good stewards of what God's gifts have been to us. And Herb's been great. He has actually done more than I have. I read the emails. I offer suggestions by email, and I've been there to listen and encourage. But Herb has been a driving force in this. And so, yeah, I'm just there as part of the family to speak when you're not talking, which isn't very often.
That's true.
And by the way, your grandmother says the reason Harry gives you two sets is because you always forget the other one.
Now, that's true. Hey, it's a true story. Intern William, last time I took a trip, Intern William, it was
to
Louisville.
Do you want to tell this story?
I had to send William back. You know how I get. Like, yes. I have travel anxiety big time.
Yes.
And so I pack meticulously, but it's also, like, I'm so nervous about forgetting something. I left my whole shave kit, like the whole thing, laying on the counter, which is not that happens like every other year we go to the beach. Mm-hmm. And so I had to send intern William back to the house. I gave my garage door opener. I was like, here's where it's going to be, whatever. The whole thing. So that's true. They had to give me multiple sets because I will forget one. Yeah. That's fair.
So anyway, it's been very inspiring to sit back and watch. I've had very little to do other than be a mentor and a voice and give some guidance. Even today, we've had some things, you know, some what ifs that we kind of have talked through even the last 30 minutes or so. So it's been a very exciting thing to watch other folks be gracious and give of their day. Their day. Sarah's been here basically all day, you know, and a lot of her friends have been here all day, you know, working shifts trying to help out. So it's been a neat thing.
That's what I was going to ask you, Papa Q. I mean, you had a hand in this, of course, Herb Tyler, who we thank, you know, tremendously for allowing us to host this at Chick-fil-A.
Ben Milstead was in that group as
the
well.
The Mecca of Clemson. Yes. No better place to be than Chick-fil-A.
That's right.
But these are kids. I mean, these are 18, 19-year-old, 20-year-old kids just because they love Clary, and now they've organized pretty much this whole thing.
Yes. Yes, very much. And it was said earlier that people just love Clary. I know he's my son, but, you know, I say all the time that Clary and William are like identical. They're Clary's a 2.0 of William in so many ways.
Not GPA wise, the clone wise.
C's get degree.
That's right. But
he's smarter than I am.
But it's just that personality that he just exudes. You know, we had a, our tailgates are fairly famous out in the outer lots. You know, but Clary brought. We had literally for the Auburn game, we had over 50 folks at our tailgate. You know, we overwhelmed the Strom Thurmond Institute grass lot that day, you know. So, and that was a lot of it had to do with Clary inviting his new group of friends from campus to be a part of the Clemson experience, you know, kids from out of town. It was really, really neat. A little overwhelming, but really neat to watch be part of that. He's just that kind of kid.
Well, I know. I mean, Aunt Paula said when I walked in here today, she said she was overwhelmed by it.
Yes.
And I said, that's the design of a day like this, is to be overwhelming. Mm-hmm. I'm sure in that moment, Don Munson, you have been part of this since pretty much the beginning because of your relationship with football. As you're kind of putting together the pieces of this story, what stands out to you from the accident to the way people responded and Dabo going to the hospital and all those things?
Well, just sitting here watching today and listening today and then coming in here and watching this. And, you know, we live, this is why we're blessed to live in the area in which we live, all right?
That's right.
Sometimes, you know, I'm going to get on my soapbox here a little bit, but sometimes I'm very fearful for where you see things going, just from a morality standpoint, for where we have turned. And your dad's a minister, and you all know that my dad obviously was a Presbyterian minister. But this is such a biblically based kind of thing what I'm about to say is not real popular, and there may be some that will make fun of me for what I'm about to say, but I'm just telling you, you know, this is such a biblically based thing. You know, this is when was I hungry and you fed me?
Yep.
When was I naked and you clothed me? This is exactly that moment. When we're told scripturally to reach out to widows and to orphans and to do things just like this. And you know, this is what we are commanded as a Christian community to do. Mm-hmm. And the fact that, you know, that this is happening, and I think she just speaks volume, especially for the season that we're about to go in. Man, if you're not if you're not thankful next week for the things that you have been blessed with in your life and things, events just like this, and you just can't be thankful for much of anything.
Yeah.
From that standpoint. But that's what makes me excited about when Elizabeth and I are moving here to the area. I mean, we're about to break ground in a house and get moved here to the area and get settled in. We're actually going to go to Clemson Prez, where RUF is based out of and stuff. So we're excited about that and getting here and further in touch with the community.
Yeah. Don, so. I mean, obviously this whole story, just everyone involved is amazing. But one of the amazing parts that I think really goes beyond this community and kind of translates with the national landscape is what Dabo Swinney did and the fact that he was at the hospital and that the team and the program helped out during the accident. You know Dabo better than most. I mean, this is just a complete reflection of his character, right?
Well, I mean, because Clary was part of his baseball team, I mean, he was one of the family. He was one of the kids. He was one of the Sweeney kids. I mean, that's just the way it is. And for that relationship, and then when something happened like that, and for it to happen directly across the Terry Don Phillips, I hope you're listening, the Seneca River Basin, not the moat, but for it to happen, you know, was, and then all of a sudden, you know, then in a matter of just minutes, the dawning of what has happened, and you know, Will coming to him, and it's, you know, that's Clary. That's his, you know, all of a sudden, the realization of that, and that's why he and Kath were at the hospital, and that's why he was here earlier today to reach out, because he thinks of Clary as one of his own. That's, you know, I can tell you from a personal standpoint, from just personal things that have happened, and to Elizabeth and I with our daughter Michelle, that there have been times where, you know, he's been there right there, so is Kathleen. It's just unexpectedly, just either with a phone call or just, you know, arm around you or whatever for that very reason.
This effort, obviously, is going to be an ongoing thing. It's kind of based today, but the You Caring page is still up. We've got some hidden donations. What we know about right now, we're a little over $6,200. We do have some hidden donations. We don't know those amounts, but we also have, given my math background, I can tell you, once the shirts are gone, that'll be $1,250, 125 shirts, and then a portion of proceeds from Chick-fil-A, where basically they're stopping traffic today. Mm-hmm. I mean, even now, again, this is milkshake. This ain't lunch. This is milkshake time, and the line's wrapped all the way around the building. So there's a good amount of funds that are going through this now, but the need is going to be greater, and it's going to be a long need in terms of, like, the time they're going to need resources.
Right. He's going to have to go through some procedures eventually to correct some of the internal damage that he sustained. They don't know exactly when that's going to be, nor do they know exactly how extensive it's going to be until it happens. And so, you know, again, it goes back to what Herb and I when we first began this process. You don't know what you don't know. So we're our heart was, we need to ask God what he wants us to do so that the Miles family can be prepared for whatever it is there. And yeah, you know, I have to tell you, Clary's daddy is very humble, and you know, other people have greater needs. But I we had a conversation where I said, look, you need to allow God to use this community to meet a need that you don't know you don't need yet. And that is what these things are all about. It is very biblically based. Don's Presbyterian, I'm Baptist, but I still believe in the providence of God and his foreknowledge. He knows what that need's going to be before we do it.
We won't talk about the other points of Calvinism, but y'all got that one, right?
This day was predestined, my friend.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. I don't know about that.
This is going back to that Charleston trip.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We have been here before. Man, unbelievable.
I knew you before you were before you were in your mother's womb. I'm just telling you.
Oh, man. No, it is. It is so true. And, you know, God bless. A lot of these people will be your co-parishioners or whatever, like when you go to Clemson Press. So that church community has really wrapped their arms around the Miles family here, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, just to see this. But, if you don't. And I can tell you, because Elizabeth and I, with Michelle, different situation. You know, when we have a child born with special needs, we can tell you there have been times people have reached out to us and we're like, nah, you know, But you're absolutely right, Tony, when you say that there are things and needs that you, that this family is about to have that they have no inkling that they're going to need. And that's when you have to have more than just family there to have somebody wrap their arms around you and hold you and guide you through it.
And if you don't believe that, then you don't understand the circumstances that got Clary into the accident at the moment that he was in with the football team there and all the interconnections that took place months, years ago, the whole bit. And it's something to behold.
If you don't know why we were laughing about that that whole like Calvin stuff, just Google it. Google like Free Will Baptist Calvinism and just go nuts. Like drown yourself in the sea of theology. That's right. And then just imagine Don Munson, a Presbyterian, devout Presbyterian, and my dad, a Southern Baptist minister, and me in a car down and back to Charleston and in a hotel room for a couple of days. And just imagine the conversations that went around and around.
We bring people together on Out of Bounds.
Yeah,
we bring all viewpoints together.
Yeah, we do. And have, circular conversations. It's great. Thank you all for being here. We appreciate it. Thanks for taking the time with us. I do want to read a couple tweets when we come out. We've gotten some response from people. Go to the YouCaring page, youcaring.com/Clary. Again, what we know of is at 6215. I'm refreshing right now to see if that is indeed correct. That is indeed correct. 6215 right now. You can bring cash or check and make a donation. There are two t-shirts available, I believe, maybe just one. You can get my lightly used one for $10 as well if you want that. My grandma made me
that should be more expensive. The William Quackenbush wore that shirt.
Yeah, he's got his like armpit sweat in it.
Yeah,
which is
maybe
great.
Like $10.50.
Yeah, right. So we're gonna jack it up. My gosh. Maybe I'll sign it for an extra 20 cents or something.
You can always Venmo too. I just Venmo.
That's true. You can Venmo at Martin_SM. In fact, is that on our social? Can we put that on our social, the Venmo?
Good call.
Yeah, we'll do that alongside the website again, youcaring.com/Clary. Final segment live from Chick-fil-A Clemson. Walt Deptula will be here 4 hours too. We'll have our final segment and hand the baton to him in just a moment.
The Clemson Tigers Network.
It's another exciting day at Death Valley this Saturday. The Tigers are taking on the Bulldogs of the Citadel. It's Purple Out Day as we celebrate our seniors and show our appreciation for the members of the military. It's always an exciting day in Clemson, and you'll hear every minute of it here starting with the Tiger Tailgate Show, only on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Game day starts with the Tiger pregame show at 6 a.m. on 105.5 The Roar.
It's Bow Time at Bojangles. Pre-order your fully cooked Bojangles seasoned fried turkey for just $39.99.
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the motor mile.
As a patient of the surgery center at Pelham, you will feel right at home.
I'm Dr. Frank Armacita, orthopedic surgeon with the surgery center at Pelham. I grew up in Clemson. I graduated from Clemson. And my family and I proudly call the upstate our home. Our outpatient joint replacement program is a game changer for orthopedics, and it transforms your experience with us as a patient. You will be walking out the very same day.
The Surgery Center at Pelham, online at newkneereplacement.com.
Trust your vehicle's lubrication to Chevron Hamelin Motor Oil and the team at Express Lube and Car Wash in Central. I take my car there, and so should you. Express Lube and Car Wash is your oil change specialist offering premium Chevron Hamelin Motor Oil products to help keep your vehicle in top running condition. You want to be sure your vehicle is running its best with Chevron Hamelin Motor Oil. Express Lube and Car Wash in Central, 1273 18 Mile Road across from Walmart. It's 639-6056. Again, 639-6056.
Clemson fans know what it's like to be a champion. Tim's Harley-Davidson wants you to ride like one, too. You know you've earned it. Climb on an American legend, twist the throttle, and ride off into freedom. It's the coolest feeling on earth. Tim's will help you find the perfect bike to upgrade your lifestyle. Hey, the Tigers earned their championship. Aren't you about due for one, too? Come take a test ride at Tim's Harley-Davidson, Clemson Boulevard in Anderson.
Rely on EnviroMulch, supplying quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their fall special, get double ground hardwood mulch for just $20 per yard. Ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply from your friends at EnviroMulch. Go Tigers!
Fall is here, and Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has all the new fall arrivals from your favorite brands like Southern Marsh, Patagonia, True Grit, Woolrich, and more. Elkmont is the area's most unique, locally owned outdoor shop, women's boutique, shoe store, men's clothing store, and fly fishing shop. From candles, jewelry, and dresses to tents, kayaks, and fly fishing gear, Elkmont has something for everyone. Currently, Elkmont has huge discounts on stand-up paddleboards and kayaks. Elkmont also has the area's largest selection of Chacos and Birkenstock sandals. On your next visit, make sure you try Elkmont's restaurant, featuring local craft beer, an excellent wine list, and great food and an eclectic rustic decor. All that's missing is you. Elkmont is located across from Bojangles in Clemson at the intersection of Highway 123 and 93. Remember, folks, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
Are you planning a new plant or manufacturing addition? How about a new commercial center? Or does your existing building roof leak more than it keeps out? Give us a call at Metal Building Supply, 295-0506, or come by 1500 Elrod Road in Piedmont and talk to George or Kevin about our solutions and the contractors we work with. We have the materials, systems, and contractors to make sure your business plans are successful. And remember, go Tigers, and stay tuned to The Roar for more information on your construction needs.
Does your credit need help? Call Masters Credit Consultants today to repair, rebuild, and restore your credit. It's easy. Just call or go online and get a free consultation to determine the best solution for your credit needs. Masters Credit is locally owned, and their certified credit specialists will analyze your credit file and get you on a path to a new and improved credit score. Call Masters Credit today at 864-249-9466 or online at masterscredit.com.
See what all the fuss is about. Protect your lifestyle against outages with the most trusted name in residential and business standby power, Carolina Generators. Our professional staff has what it takes to take from the sidelines to back in the game. Don't be left in the dark during the next power outage, and don't miss the big game. Check out CarolinaGenerators.com today. That's CarolinaGenerators.com. Who do we love?
Carolina Generators. Carolina Generators.
Where shall we begin?
Out of Bounds is on the air.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
All right, welcome back. Final segment of the program. Walt Atul is going to be here from 3 to 7. We are going to continue raising money. We have one t-shirt remaining. That's not counting my lightly used one, which apparently we're giving away for $10.50, I was told. The illustrious Herb Tyler, whose domain this is at Chick-fil-A Clemson, you have an update on how much money we've raised and where we need to go.
You guys, it's been fantastic, and thank you to all the supporters and on YouTube, all your kindness, and or you, Karen, all your kindness, and Trammell Mills Law Firm, and individuals, every penny counts. So between people just walking in and giving donations and people on here, so far this doesn't count what from the Spirit Day, but so far we're at $8,100.
Wow.
And that's so far. We still have a $30,000 goal. Again, y'all listened all day and heard a lot about family and Clary and things like that, but I want to speak from the place of a parent and the concern for a child that you can have. And, you know, the unknown always scares us all. And so there is a big unknown here, and that unknown is the surgery that's going to happen at Duke. I can assure you, I want everybody to hear this part, though. Whatever you donate is 100% going to these bills. It is above reproach. You heard his uncle, Pastor Tony Quackenbush, is ensuring to be one of the auditors on that. Bill Harley from First Citizens Bank and his bank has set that up where these funds are going directly there. These young people who are above reproach and have a record of every donation and every deposit and everything. And they do it in that manner, not to be skittish, but it's always in what we do to be above reproach. It is amazing, the outpouring here, but we still need your help. You know, we still need your help to get where we need to be. I think if you missed the interview with Qualk, and I don't know, do they keep your show online later?
If you missed any of this, if you're wondering what we're doing here, what this is about, we've got anecdotes all through the day. You can go to WCCBFM.com. I know Coach Sweeney was here, and Miss Kathleen, and Will Sweeney, and many people already this morning, and Mickey Plow's show, and the press box, and then certainly on our show a little bit earlier with the number of people that have come through.
And so probably one of the most humbling things was, as a parent, to be able to have to admit that we're going to have a long road of therapy, of the pain, the physical therapy, things like that. So I would just ask you two things, okay? Number one, if you can come by and eat, and we're going to donate a portion. If you can come by, just drop a donation. It'd be great. If you can't come by and you're somewhere else, at ukaren.com/Clary. But before you even donate, please flip through the gallery. I didn't know how these things work. Flip through the gallery and see the videos, see him when he was in the hospital. Read that story, and then look, there's a button that says update, and hear a message from him. And then if you're led to do that, whether it's a dollar, that bank account that Bill Harley and those set up to ensure that this is being great steward goes directly from you carrying into there. Okay? And so grateful for where we are now, grateful for everybody that's given. But I always, in situations that are like this, we don't know everybody's situation and things like that. At least, number one, pray for the Miles family. Number two, if you can donate, go ahead and do that. And again, though, on the other side, where what I'm going to do, if everybody's going to buy their Chick-fil-A cow calendar and you're in Clemson, you need to buy it today, because everyone that you buy, I'm personally going to donate $2 to this fund.
That's awesome.
So everyone you buy today, and that I'm not talking about $2 from Chick-fil-A sales.
Right.
And so that's just what I want to do. And again, Tigertown Graphics, WCCP, all the other businesses, thank you. If there are other businesses out there, please look and see what you can do. ukaren.com/Clary. I will tell you that I have had so much fun listening to the radio shows today. Now, y'all know I love y'all shows.
Okay? Oh, sure.
But
Kelly Most, we know.
So does everybody. But,
right.
But I got to listen to this Brad today. Mm-hmm. Man, that was so awesome. And then between him and Ben, I was sitting here laughing. It's probably one of the most unbelievable conversations I've ever heard. And I'm sitting here going, really? And they were talking about Auburn versus Miami and whether Auburn was a real deal or Miami was a real deal. And just a true difference of opinion. And so you guys do a great job, and we love hearing the sports and what y'all do. But again, thanks for being here today. Thank you. I wanted to update everybody where we are. It's right at $8,100. But we're still going to be here and just see how it works. So thanks for that. Thanks to all the listeners. And y'all are just amazing. I mean, it just blows my mind. I don't think, and I've been affiliated with WCCP for a long time, and just the listeners to this station are unreal. Are they,
look, they're
loyal.
Something else. They are.
It's amazing. It's just different.
And they're generous.
Yes.
And we thank you, Herb, for having us out here.
That's the least I can do. My pleasure. Always glad to do that. And thank you for letting me chat that up. ukaren.com/ Clary.
Very good. So, thanks, Herb. Awesome. We appreciate it. Awesome. And Chick-fil-A, look, we're on till 7. Chick-fil-A's open later than that, so you can come on by. You can still that whole thing where a portion of the proceeds go to Clary, that's going on all throughout the day. I want to read a couple of text messages and tweets, but first I want to tell you about Tiger Moving Company.
Well, Tiger Moving gave $500 to cause earlier in the show, and they're all in. They're the clean-cut, reliable, athletic movers. They'll move you whether you're a Gamecock or a Tiger. Their moving trucks are named after Clemson greats and Taj and Vic and Dabo and the fridge and all that good stuff. They do a great job, and they are invested in the local community, as seen by their generous donation today. So give them a call, 864-908-9028, or email them, tigermovinggreenville.com. Or visit them online, tigermovinggreenville.com, or email them, tigermoving@gmail.com.
Awesome. A couple tweets here. I want to read this one. Joel says, listen, from York County, what a great show today. Dabo, Clary, and Woodard, so influential in my son's life on the same broadcast. WCCP is truly first class, and we appreciate that, Joel. Texter from the 704 says, Quag, don't appreciate you making me cry at work. Always love the chance to make people cry at work. We've got a couple others that basically were, I'm 60 years old. I'm 260 pounds. I drive a motorcycle, and I'm crying my eyes out. But people asking, like, why are you making me? Chad the mailman, why are you making me cry on my mail route?
Crying on the mail route. I love it.
I appreciate the chance to embarrass people in public. That's part of why we do this. Really quickly, great. Thanks once again to Herb Talon and Chick-fil-A for having us out here. Waldo Tula, who's the best fundraiser on planet Earth. I'm telling you right now, those shoes are not too big to fill. He's the best fundraiser on planet Earth. He's coming up next. We've got $10 for like the last couple t-shirts here at Martin.